Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 107. Rejoice always. Philippians 4:4. Hear it carefully. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Paul is not making a suggestion. He is not saying, I hope you feel happy today. He is issuing a command. And that changes everything, because if joy were just a feeling, you could say, I'm not in the mood. But if it is a command, it does not wait for your mood to turn around. It calls you now, right where you are, with everything you're carrying. And here is what stops me cold about this verse. Paul wrote it from a Roman prison cell, not from a quiet porch somewhere. From a cell with chains on his wrists. And still, the word that flows from his pen is, rejoice. That tells me the joy Paul knows is not the kind that disappears when life gets hard. It is made of something else entirely. It does not deny pain. It outlasts it. And the secret is in that small, decisive phrase, in the Lord. Paul does not say, rejoice in your circumstances. He does not say, rejoice when things go your way. He says, rejoice in the Lord. The source is not what surrounds you. It is a person, and that person does not change. When the job changes, when the relationship changes, when the diagnosis changes, he remains, and it is in him that joy is rooted. So Paul's always is the real thing. Always reaches today. It reaches the hard Monday, the waiting room, the news that came yesterday and still hasn't settled. The joy of the Lord does not take days off. It is not a promise for when everything is fine. It is an anchor for when nothing is. And then Paul does something I love. He repeats himself. Again I will say, rejoice. Not because he ran out of argument, but because he has too much love to say it only once. He knows the human heart forgets quickly. That morning arrives with weight and worry and noise, and what we knew yesterday already feels far away. So he says it again. The word does not grow tired of reminding us what our hearts keep forgetting. You need to hear it today. Rejoice in the Lord. Now, the action. Today, before breakfast, before you open your phone, before you check the messages, stop and say out loud 3 reasons to rejoice in the Lord today. Not 3 things going well in your life. 3 reasons found in him, in his faithfulness, in his presence, in a love that does not depend on how your morning started. Say them out loud. Let your own ears hear them, and let that be where your day begins. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.